This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 1st, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Officials now report 6 fatalities following the in-flight collision of 2 medevac helicopters about 3:48 p.m. Mountain Time Sunday afternoon near a hospital in Flagstaff, Arizona. A 7th person is listed in critical condition. The National Transportation Safety Board has dispatched a GO team to investigate. The collision involved 2 Bell 407 EMS helicopters, one operated by Air Methods, the other by Classic Helicopters, and it happened less than a mile from the Flagstaff Medical Center. Coconino County Sheriff spokesman Jerry Blair said the crash started a 10-acre brush fire, but authorities were able to extinguish it. We'll have more details as they become available at aero-news.net. William C. Trimble III, the chairman of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association Board of Trustees, made it official yesterday. AOPA President Phil Boyer will retire at the end of this year after 18 years in the organization's left seat. Confirming reports ANN first received over the weekend, veteran Washington Public Affairs executive and political insider Craig L. Fuller has been selected by the AOPA Board of Trustees as the next president of the group, which, with 414,000 members, represents almost 70% of U.S. pilots. Fuller Craig is a 40-year pilot with an instrument rating, an aircraft owner, and an AOPA member. Trimble added, quote, "He is as comfortable with fellow pilots and hangar talk as he is facing a congressional committee," unquote. His Washington experience includes major roles with the Reagan administration in the 1980s. He'll be leaving his current post as executive vice president at global public affairs and strategic communications company APCO Worldwide in Washington to become AOPA's president. Boyer commented, quote, "I'm delighted Craig will captain AOPA on the next leg of this remarkable journey to preserve and advance general aviation," unquote. Following several months of transition work with Boyer, Fuller will take office on January 1st of 2009, following formal election at the trustees' September annual meeting of members. One of the most unpleasant parts of airport security following 9/11 is making an unwelcome comeback. Transportation security officers are resuming random additional screening at airline gates. If you're flying through a U.S. airport this summer, you may be pulled aside for more rigorous checks, including a second look at your ID and boarding passes, physical searches of carry-on luggage, the use of handheld explosive detection units, and screening of individuals. Officers are also authorized to board aircraft at gates for searches and to frisk ramp personnel. In addition, behavior detection officers will provide additional security. They screen travelers for involuntary physical and physiological reactions that indicate stress, fear, or deception. The first two of which, of course, could be natural reactions to knowing you could be frisked at random. Well, I guess it's worth it if we can be certain no shampoo makes it through undetected. If you started getting around the new charges most airlines levy on a second checked bag by cramming more in your carry-on, consider yourself to be on notice. A crackdown is coming. The Associated Press reports that most U.S. carriers, especially U.S. Airways, American, and United, which all charge $15 now for the first checked bag, will bust you if you try to carry on a bag too big to fit in the overhead bins. U.S. Airways spokesman Morgan Durant says, quote, "We're planning on having extra staff where possible, especially at peak times at busy airports," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A microburst is blamed for the death of an airshow spectator. The DOT will look deeper into the FAA airline maintenance scandal. And a wealthy donor saves a Western New York aviation museum. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, in the first of two parts, Phil Boyer reflects back on 18 years at AOPA. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.